You know, Target stores facing some backlash from customers and some parents who think their far left push to promote LGBTQ clothing and women's bathing suits for men is just too far. And so, Kevin, it appears that Target executives, they've conducted this emergency meeting because they don't want the same thing to happen to them that's happened to Bud Light, which is namely a boycott.
Oh, boy. Target has itself a big-time marketing crisis. It's facing backlash and boycott calls over its Pride collection of apparel and its association with this trans Satanist designer. Social media is absolutely flooded with offended shoppers. You go online and you're going to see post after post after post of people who are offended and calling for a boycott. Target has released a statement. They're actually making some moves, and the moves they're making are upsetting the LGBTQIA plus community a little bit. This is a tricky one. So let's bring in an absolute expert on this, Matt Friedman, co-founder of Tanner Friedman Strategic Communications. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning, Kevin. Good morning, Tom. This is something we're seeing more and more of. Where almost no company is safe because of the political environment. And I just had a meeting with a client last week to prepare for scenarios that would have been unimaginable just a few years ago.
Yeah, you've worked through a number of statements, public statements, I'm sure. This is tricky. Target's trying to kind of walk the tightrope and say, look, we're trying to be supportive of the LGBTQIA community. At the same time, we're trying to make sure our employees and customers are safe. And at the same time, we're trying not to offend the rest of our customers. How do they possibly do that?
They're walking a tightrope. And I think what's important to remember in this particular situation is we're talking about an extremely successful company. Target is really the retailer that has shined through the brick and mortar crisis that retailing has had. Target has been the exception to the rule. Their stock price is up 100% in the last 5 years. They have typically really known their customer base, and they've understood how to set trends and tie into trends, particularly when it comes to styles. And young people, especially. So they're not used to being in this situation. They've had a great run and they've been very successful, as I said. And so what they have to do now is try to make everybody happy if they can. The one thing I think that I like the most about what they've done from a communication standpoint is they put the safety of their stores and their employees first. They've apparently had some situations in their stores where their employees have been threatened, where the stores have faced potential vandalism, and they made some changes for that reason and communicated that very clearly. And that really has to come first in any situation when a company is deciding how to handle any adversity.
Well, if you're a company like Target and moms are mad at you, you have a serious problem on your hand because moms do a lot of spending, and moms spend a lot of time at Target. If they stop coming, this is going to be a huge problem. What should Target have done on the front end? Because after this all broke, they started making changes. They said, oh, well, we'll move the collection from the front of the stores where you first walk in to the back of the stores. And by the way, we'll get rid of some of these most offensive items like the swimsuits that let boys hide the fact that they have male genitalia and some of the items targeting kids. And the association with this trans Satanist guy, I mean, do they do the background before they decide who to work with?
They apparently have had a very successful run every June in selling apparel and merchandise along these lines and have not encountered backlash before. But I think this is a reminder to every company that just because something has been effective from a business standpoint in the past doesn't mean it's going to be without controversy in the future. And everything should be evaluated. And it's hard often for companies to put these things in perspective. If you look at public opinion polling, support for gay rights polls, depending on the question in the poll, anywhere between 60 and 80% of the population supports gay rights. And Target has had a successful run in selling apparel and merchandise like this before, but we're in a different political environment, and the culture wars have shifted. And this is just a reminder that no matter how big or how great the company is, or what their business objectives might be, looking at this through a fresh lens is imperative now.
Do you think that's it, Matt? Because it's in a Pride Month has been celebrated for years. Companies have been doing that really without a whole lot of controversy, to your point, for quite some time. And it was more of a recognition to a certain segment of the population. But this is different. I think Target has gone further in their celebration to the point where they're offering merchandise where they have not offered before. This decision to put this type of, you know, the tuck-friendly female bathing suits on full display, that seems to be much more extreme, at least in the eyes of their customers, than just maybe one or two years ago. And they're thinking, can we find an equilibrium here? Can we celebrate Pride Month without it being so much in your face?
Companies like this have to make business decisions. And as I mentioned, this is a company with a track record of making very good business decisions. And that is has to be where this is motivated. And if it has to be communicated and explained in a different way or thought about in a different way because of society or because of politics or whatever the reason, then the onus is on the company to have to communicate that. You know, where do controversies start? How do controversies start? And how big are they really? And how much is social media a reflection of their customer base? That is research that they need to do. But it all starts and ends with business. They are there to increase shareholder value. That's why they exist as a corporation. They've done that in the past, and in order to do that in the future, they are going to have to examine and react and communicate differently.
Yeah, I think we live in a culture that's never been more accepting of LGBTQ rights and lifestyles than ever before. I just think there's a lot of businesses right now that are starting to really test and push the boundaries on this. So Anheuser-Busch loses more than $15 billion in value since the Dylan Mulvaney situation. Target's already lost about $2 billion since the beginning of this month. So what do they do? I mean, what does Target do right now to prevent what happened with Anheuser-Busch? Do they stand their ground? Do they stick to their political social issues, regardless of the cost to their bottom line? Or do they really hone in and remind themselves, yeah, this is a business, just like you said, and say, we got to pull back?
It comes down to business and communications fundamentals and talking directly to their audiences. I think while the timing is very much in line and the cultural relevance is very much in line, where Bud Light has been as a brand in recent years and beer in general, and where Target is really a leader in their space and in retail, are very different. And when you have a leadership position, sometimes companies can get a little too comfortable. And this is about staying in touch with your audience, gauging the audience, and also gauging the business performance. If they believe that the bathing suits, for example, are going to be sellers and there's a market for it and there's profit to be made, they need to decide if maybe it's better to sell that online. And if so, they need to communicate to the audience that would be interested in buying that, how to access it and why it's there. So a lot of this comes down, as I said, to business and communications fundamentals. And every company needs to be thinking about those things now.
Well, now you have Governor Newsom out in California speaking out against Target, saying they caved. They're disrespecting the Pride community. What does Target do with that?
It's really hard. As I said at the beginning of our conversation, they are walking a tightrope now, and it's impossible to make everybody happy. That's a government affairs issue, and I would think that whoever is running Target's West Coast government affairs needs to go see that governor's office right away.
Yeah. All right. Well, we appreciate your perspective and your insight on this. You're right. It's a tightrope that Target is trying to watch, and they're offending people left and right. We appreciate your perspective, as always, Matt Friedman, co-founder of Tanner Friedman Strategic Communications. Good to talk to you, Matt. Thanks.
You too. Anytime.
All right. Have a good one. Your calls are next on this. What do you think about this? Are you going to keep shopping at Target, or are you offended by what Target has done? Are you going to boycott them? 760 WJR.